Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. That's the new one, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me again. I'm going to continue to discuss the and remember what happened on this day 18 years ago, September the 11th, 2001. I had just gotten off the air, and when the first plane hit, and I sat down and watched the second plane hit, and I knew the world would change. And I thought a lot about that, and I decided that the human spirit, I believe, is the most powerful force in our world. Unfortunately, a single evil spirit is often more powerful than a single good spirit. Think about that. The reason for this inequity is because it is the nature of evil to be fanatical and aggressive. It is the nature of evil to be fanatical and aggressive, while the nature of good is to be gentle, often complacent, and sometimes even naive. The good news is there are more good people in the world than evil ones, but that math only works if the good majority work together against the evil minority. 18 years after the attacks of 9/11, we still cannot afford to be naive. You and I don't have the luxury of being complacent, even though it was a long time ago. And our gentleness to our enemies converts to weakness in their mind. Any gentleness we show our enemies, not people we disagree with, but people we know want to harm us, who we know disregard our existence. They don't like who we are and what we stand for. Those people are not disagreeing with us. They're our enemies. And our gentleness toward them, in their mind, is weakness. They consider it to be weakness. So we owe it to those who gave their lives on that day, 18 years ago, this day, today, 18 years ago, and the hundreds who have died since then are the families of those who died, and those who died since then as a result of trying to help and cleaning up the place, the towers environment. The people who've gotten diseases from all that, we owe it to them to help. We know we owe it to them, to their lives, to never forget the images that we saw that day on September the 11th, 2001. We owe it to future generations to never forget what this evil hath wrought. Let's work together. We've all people, all nations of all people in all nations. We've got to get rid of this evil called terrorism. However long it takes, whatever it takes, we can claim no other comparable blessing to offset the imbalance between good intentions and evil acts. Remember, evil doesn't have intentions. It acts. But the good in us, we often have good intentions, and we often don't act in a good way. So I am concerned that after all these years, after 18 years, that we might have gotten to a point where, you know, people think, well, being concerned about that attack is irrelevant. Here's what you have to remember. Terrorists, the people who hate us, the people who disregard our way of life, there are people still out there. The Taliban are examples. There's still Al-Qaeda out there. There's still ISIS out there. Those people, and it only takes one to cause a lot of problems. Those people have a disregard for whatever we are, what we stand for in the West. in Europe, in the Western Hemisphere here in America, those people have a hatred for us. We don't hate them, but they hate us. And their demented worldview converts into evil behavior when they think about attacking us. And I want you to remember one word is, as if you ever get the feeling that maybe, you know, we shouldn't worry about things like this anymore. It's been 18 years. I want you to remember this one word, patience. While you and I are being complacent, and maybe we're forgetting, and it's been a long time ago, and our lives are back to normal and that sort of thing. While we're being that way, they're being patient. Remember, they're trying to reverse 1,000 years of civilization. So they're patient. They're willing to wait until we let our guard down the most, so they can do the most damage. Anybody who believes that ISIS, the remnants of ISIS, the remnants of Al-Qaeda, the remnants of the Taliban, anybody who believes those people are not still planning, scheming to hurt us in the West, you're naive and you're complacent. And I'm not saying you should live your life in fear, but I'm saying we have to keep our guard up. We have to protect ourselves. And the way to protect ourselves is to eradicate those people. That, yes, we eradicate them and their ideals. And one of the ways we do that, as I said in the earlier segment, is we have to do more business with each other. Let's do business. Evil hates those three words. Terrorism hates those three words.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.